With the temperatures hot outside, you may be looking for something fun to do inside this summer. FilmStreams has a variety of films and film-related activities for all ages. Last year, FilmStreams opened the newly renovated Dundee Theater. I sat down recently to talk with FilmStreams Communication Director Patrick Kinney about the addition.
Where are we?
So we are in the new community space in the lobby of the renovated Dundee Theater. So one of the things when we did the project, we knew that we needed way more space. One thing from downtown at our original location at the Roussock Law Theater, we knew that we wanted way more of a lobby for people to gather and have discussions. So yeah, this is a huge part of the project. It's, as you can see, large, spacious, airy. We just had all these plants put in, so it feels really summery to me right now. But yeah, it's just a happy, inviting space.
Talk to me about the concession stand, because it's basically a restaurant / concession stand.
That's right, yeah. So we have traditional movie concessions. You can still get popcorn and Raisinets and a big soda. But we also thought, you know, with the way things are going, we could also bring the theater into the 21st century. So we partnered with one of our favorite restaurants in town, Kitchen Table. They're our cafe partner here in the lobby. So you have the capability to get a full meal here as well. And almost everything that they make, you can take into the theater and you're allowed to.
How many movies can run at one time here?
Oh boy. Well, in a given week, it's not unusual for us to show up to 8 different titles.
Okay.
But it's usually, per day, it's usually 1 or 2 in the big theater. And we also have a micro cinema now here.
What is a micro cinema?
It's an exciting way to maximize space that is becoming more and more common, especially in the art house cinema community, where we have so many great films that we want to show and such a great audience of supportive arts lovers, that if there's a space that we can turn into a theater, no matter how small, it's in the best interest of FilmStreams and our members and our patrons. So we created in the Dundee Theater a 25-seat theater. That is, I love seeing movies in there. It is so intimate, and the picture and the sound are so immersive because it's still a big screen and it's still movie theater sound. I think it's really easy to hone in on a movie, to forget all distractions in there. So yeah, that's another exciting aspect of the new Dundee.
So I heard midnight movies are back?
They are back. So it's the final Friday of every month. We have a midnight showing here at the Dundee, and it's we're trying to celebrate the flavor, the original feel of the midnight movies, and also do it sort of the FilmStreams way. One of our new staff members, his name is Andy Helmkamp. He joined us when we were opening the Dundee, actually, back in the winter. He came to us from Indiana. He's a film buff. He writes for he helps edit actually a site called Bloody Good Horror, and we knew he would be the perfect person to sort of curate our midnight programming. So he's really he's brought an expertise in genre film that the rest of FilmStream staff didn't have. We didn't have that person who knew every horror movie ever. And now that piece has fallen into place, and he's been programming some really exciting stuff for Midnight.
Kinney says this month's Midnight movie is An American Werewolf in London. For more information on summer movies and events at both theaters, the website is filmstreams.org. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.